Hello, welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I am Mike. I'm joined by Napier Drunk. We are also joined by Zane and Josh from the Moons of Altamore. Guys,
how's it going?
How are you?
Doing well. We're based out of Atlanta. How's it going for you guys?
Oh, it's fine, I guess. I'm really agitated because I can't get Travis back on. When I added you guys, Travis went away, and apparently he hasn't accepted my friend request. I don't even know how that's possible. We talk every week, but I add him, and he's gone. Travis,
I just heard you guys earlier. You know,
gone. I know. I don't.
Pretty
know
rude
what
of him,
is.
I must say.
So, I mean, you guys are hanging out. You're doing your thing. The Moons of Altamore is now at 7 episodes. You do one a month?
Yeah, roughly about one a month. We try to keep on that production schedule. But I'm sure you know that sometimes your production runs a little slow, right?
I do not know that. Our production is clean as a damn whistle. Every week we're here doing this bullshit, but I imagine we don't have the same overhead. I imagine really we just kind of show up and do this. I mean, you know, every now and then we throw out some clever production shit, but for the most part, I just sit here and sit across from Napier and make fat jokes at him.
Fat jokes, current topics, I guess.
Current, yeah. Like I just saw that there's water on the moon or on the moon. Fuck me. On Mars.
On the Mars.
There's probably water on the moon too, guys. I mean, let's be honest, right?
Yeah, there's water
there's
everywhere.
There's probably some frozen, you know, little bacteria on there, something like that.
So I'm very curious, and maybe you can't answer this, but why us, guys? What made you think this was a good idea?
Well, we didn't think it was a bad idea.
But I scrolled around. I mean, you guys advertised that you were coming on the show. I do appreciate it, but I didn't see that you were going on any other show. I mean, are we do you think that, like, we have your target demo?
Well, you know, I think basically it's just, we're just trying to get out there a little bit more.
Right.
You know, we're relatively new. So, you know, it's not... it's not
previously,
like
on the wheelbarrow full
knocking
of
on the doors of
radio
CNN
program
or Fox or anything for interviews at this moment.
But I guess that would be my first piece of advice would be you guys definitely need to get more hoary than you're currently being. You're not whoring at all. And I think that you guys have like a decent product. I did have the opportunity to listen to it, and I would advise anyone who decides to go listen to it. It's like a radio play type thing.
Correct.
Yes.
It's like set in space. It's like a crew of space guys. I would say listen to like three of them before you make your decision, because the first two really kind of set up like the world. And I would imagine, like, once if somebody like listens to the first one, they're like, man, they're setting up a lot of shit, but there's not a whole lot. Listen to three. Mm-hmm. And once you get through three, you're going to want to listen to more.
Well, yeah, that is good advice. I would say the first two are really kind of a proof of concept. I mean, we had no idea what we were doing with it. And we were just kind of saying, hey, can we make something like this kind of in that, you know, the vein of those old timey radio shows? So it did take us a little bit to kind of figure it out. You know, about three episodes is what we found too.
Right.
So, that's definitely something that we like people to keep in mind with it. And you know, on their point to whoring, I mean, that is why we came to you guys. We heard you guys were excellent whores. So
we're not as bad as some people, but we try. I think trying is the first part, because you know, if you're not trying to do anything, then what do you
right?
Even
Mike here's
do?
Got like seven Twitter accounts. So.
I have a lot. I have many Twitter accounts.
Are you still?
I'm thinking I need more. I need to start making like fake fans that like you know tweet about how much they like the show. That's what they got to do, right? Just have
just
a bunch of people
pay the
say,
money for that. You know,
be like
you can get those fake fans. You just pay the money.
And maybe I can just pay somebody to do it. Just like pay somebody to be my fan.
Mike, are you really a whore if nobody buys what you're selling? Then it's just sad.
But well, I think you're a poor salesman. If that's I mean, you have to be a whore and a salesman, right?
The first step is trying, though.
Yes.
And there's so much more we can do to get it out there. And this is a good first step, guys. You're going out there, you're putting yourself out there, you're saying, I have a thing, listen to my thing. Napier, I've told you a million times, I'm a fan of people trying to do things. These aren't just jack-offs sitting around talking about the water on Mars.
Or the moon.
they're writing stuff. They're putting together a thing, and we gotta support stuff like that, right?
You mean we should promote people who are more creative than us, so that people will stop listening to us and listen to actual creative people?
You make connections, is what you're doing.
Yeah, you can listen to everybody.
You can listen. They put out one show a month, Napier. We're not competing with these people. Somebody
you
can
guys
give
have a different format.
20 minutes a month.
Well, not yet.
But this is the other thing, and this is important, I feel like. What the Moons of Altamore needs is true star power.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Like Dan
we're trying to get Harrison Ford to do some of the voice acting, actually. Zane, where are we on that?
I mean, Josh, I don't think Harrison Ford's coming to do the Moons of Altamore. But what
I don't know. We got to request him with his people.
You can probably get, like, Chuck or something. He's got
what you
power.
Can get is Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
Yeah.
Okay?
I knew a badass Wolverine.
He has podcast street cred. I mean, he's been on a podcast for years.
Years.
Drunk. Okay.
Well, yeah, drunk's not a bad formula for this type of show.
Drunk. Okay. Yes, so you're going to audition for the Moons of Altamore now, right? You got to give them, like, your best villain voice. I imagine it's just going to be a cameo. They're probably not going to make you a star of every episode.
Of course not. Why would they?
Just like... Give them the Wolverine voice, just so they can hear, you know, what they're dealing with here. Maybe they can write you in.
You got like a script for me? Or?
No, I don't have a script. You got to learn to work off the cuff.
Oh, you don't want to.
Yeah, but it's a space adventure. So, you know, just something space-like. You know, say you know, I know. You were on Mars and you discovered the water there that and you told NASA.
Okay, let's see here.
He like rolled up his sleeves. See, he's dedicated.
Method.
He's dedicated to his craft. This is good. This is good.
He's got to get prepped, you know.
NASA, there's water on Mars. Holy balls!
Well, this is good, right?
Josh, we got next cameo.
Josh, I think that does actually. I like that. Nice.
It is a good deep voice, you know. I don't know if he's actually drunk, but I mean, that could be an element to add there. I don't know.
Is it the more drunk he gets, the better it gets to?
He's just drunk. I don't think drunk is ever actually really that drunk.
No, I'm usually stoned when I come here. So
your nickname doesn't really make sense.
I mean, I like to get my booze in too. That's without a doubt. But I don't do it for the show.
The other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, and I listened to all seven of them back to back to back, so I am an expert now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I have a note. We need more of the moonlighting effect, I think. Are you guys familiar with the moonlighting effect?
I am not. No, I'm not familiar, Zane.
The male and female lead.
Oh, yes. I know where you're going.
People need to think that they're going to fuck.
Yeah.
But
Josh, we talked about this, Josh.
Cannot stress this enough. They can never fuck. Ever.
Yeah.
No, on the last episode.
It ruins shows, right.
On the last episode, they can fuck.
Yeah. If you're ending the show, then they can go off into the sunset and do whatever. But they need to want to bone, but then they can't bone ever.
A little bit more of the sexual tension.
Right. But, I mean, you think about it. Bones and X-Files and Moonlighting and Castle and Jim and Pam on The Office.
Once, it did go downhill once they hooked up.
Once they hook up, it's over.
Mm.
True.
But
now, what would you think of a romantic robot element introduced?
Robot romance.
Oh, yeah, weird. That's not big in the news story,
we
too.
We could do that for Napier's
Sexy Story Time. See, I like that. That's good. What about, like, a whole, you know, like squadron of, like, sexy robot ladies?
Some like fembots.
Yeah. And that's like part of their thing is like, you know, like seduce you.
I had to practice drawing sexy female robots a little bit for the artwork, I think, but I could probably pull that off.
Aren't they more like androids than robots, though?
In our show, yes. More sentient, but still under control. No uprisings there.
Guys, where can we find this at?
Well, you can go to moonsofaltimore.com is the best place to go. And then we have all of our links, the Twitter, YouTube, on the main site, but you can also follow us on Twitter at MO Altimore.
See, it comes off very natural. Like when he gives off all, it just rolls absolutely off the tongue. You guys need to do just all of that all the time.
So do we have like a sneak peek?
Constantly
for the next episode
tell
or anything,
everybody or? All about it.
We didn't have a sneak peek for you guys for this episode, the upcoming episode. We just released 7. So, but we'd be glad to come back and share with you when we got the next one ready to give you a sneak peek.
I look forward to that, guys.
Juicy, juicy.
Maybe we can have some of our other voice actors come on as well.
Well, that sounds just like a great time.
You know what? Maybe we could have our female and male lead come up and do a little sexual tension scene. For
erotic fan fiction.
Yes, erotic fan fiction.
Napier, we need to write Moons of Altimore erotic fan fiction.
Here's the deal. We just need to have Napier not move before the next time they have a show.
Guys, I appreciate you calling in. Moonsofaltimore.com. Check out their project. Zane, Josh, it's been a pleasure, guys. I'm gonna try to get Stupid Travis back on the show. See ya.
Thank you, guys.
Napier.
Yes.
What is going on?